Hello and welcome to www.thoughtoftheweek.co.uk. This is David Gardner and this week's thought is called power. Power. It can be used for evil or simply be a tool to influence others to make better decisions themselves. It's defined by Wikipedia as a measure of a person's ability to control the environment around them, including the behaviours of others. But whatever your definition of power, one thing for sure is that power is real, and it's constantly being used on you. At the same time, whether you're aware of it or not, you are constantly using the power that you have to try and persuade and influence others. Now, according to Roger Dawson, there are 8 types of power, and I've added my descriptions. Legitimate power. This is the power associated with titles. For example, the head teacher or the CEO or the store manager. Reward power. This is the ability to reward you. An example may be the person who approves your expenses or the higher earner in your relationship. Thirdly is cohesive power. This is the ability to punish you. For example, the policeman. Or maybe your kids as they resort to that verbal punishment with those harsh words of, I hate you. Reverent power. When people follow someone for their constant values, perhaps the Pope, or from a negative it may be a fundamentalist. Charismatic power. When someone just has that overwhelming character which makes a feeling of energy and excitement in people. Expertise power. When someone is perceived to have skills and experience in the subject or issue. Maybe it's your financial advisor, your yoga instructor, or a technical expert. Situation power. When people have the ability to accept or reject you. An example may be the shopkeeper who refuses to sell you something, or the worker who comments, it's more than my job's worth. And finally, information power. When people simply have the most amount of information on a subject or issue. Now, Roger comments that great leaders tend to excel in legitimate, reward, reverent, and charismatic power. So if we want to lead people, perhaps this is where we should focus. But I think it's interesting that from the list, reward, cohesive, and situational power is more direct or real, whereas legitimate, reverent, charismatic, expert, or informational power is more about power being perceived by the person it influences. So I ponder that perhaps I should be more aware of the power people have over me, understanding and accepting when it's real power, and mindful and appropriately challenging when it's based around my own perceptions. Till next week, be aware of the type of power other people have over you and use your power to benefit others. Thanks for listening. This was David Gardner.